Good morning, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Bircher, and I'm your guide in helping you stop the habit of fixing yourself and create the habit of loving yourself so you can go out and create the things that actually matter to you, the relationships, the friendships, the purpose, the success, the peace, the fulfillment that is you, that you want, right? So today we're going to be jumping into the trap number two in our worth, especially how we trap our worth and entangle it up in other things. Trap number two, which is all about approval and rejection. So a big question is, are you using approval or rejection to define your worth? So that's what we're going to jump in today real quick. Before we do that, I'm going to share this out with the community here on Facebook. So come join us if you're looking for a deeper guidance in your healing work and codependency. If you're looking for tools, you're looking for connection with others in the same journey, come join us. The link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube. Come join us in the community. I'm going to get this shared out now to the community. Let me know how you're doing in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts on today's training. So I'm going to get this shared now. And boom, there we go. And another boom. Okay. So who here has defined their worth based on how much approval they get, how much rejection they get? Have you defined your worth based on who gives you approval and who rejects you? Have you defined your worth based on the feelings and perspectives other people have about you, or the things you like or the things you don't like, the things that are the attributes that you think you have or don't have, things like that? This is important because these are expressions of the rejection and approval trap that we tend to get ourselves stuck in when we're seeking our worth outside of ourselves. So this is a common habit. Even outside of just the realm of codependency, we've been conditioned and groomed into believing that our worth depends on other things. It depends on how we look. It depends on our social status. It depends on what we drive or what we do for a job or a business. It depends on how much money we make or who likes us and who doesn't like us. It depends on what attributes we have and what attributes we don't have. For me, my experience with approval and rejection, likely from all of us, this starts off very early, especially in our peer relationships, where we are seeking a sense of belonging and connection, friendship with others like us. And if we're not, if we don't come into the social dynamic with particular attributes that the peers want, we start to feel rejected. We start to feel cast out, outside of it. We are not included. We don't belong. Maybe there's something wrong with us. And this is how we end up trapping our worth or entangling our worth with rejection and approval. Now, there's a reason I pair these two together, rejection and approval, because they're the same coin of externalized value or externalized worth, where we're seeking our worth through that feedback that other people give us or through our circumstances that give us or the outcomes we have. So rejection can happen from people, places, or things where we experience success and failure. That's a form of, some people see that as a rejection and a sense of approval. Hey, I did it right. I was approved for a car loan, right? Now, that's not even a person doing that. Often it's a computer doing that. That sense of I'm approved of can get you, right? So I pair them together because they're the same thing. It's a judgment. It's a judgment about our worth. It's a judgment about our standing. It's a judgment about who we are. When we're coming from conditional or what I call functional value, the functional value is this idea of my worth is dependent on how I perform, the outcomes it creates, and how people feel about those outcomes. And a lot of times, functional value is a skill set or attribute-based worth. So if I have particular physical attributes, I might be highly valuable to some people. I may not be valuable to others. If I have particular skills and expertise, I'll be valuable to a particular kind of person and not to another. And if our worth is tied up in this kind of functional worth, no wonder we feel insecure. No wonder we're riddled with anxiety and a sense of inadequacy and not belonging and not, we're constantly wondering if we're an imposter, if we deserve the things we have, because we are trapped in this idea of, I've got to prove my worth. And then we see where we're liked and where we're not, and we try to eliminate the not, and we try to amplify where we are liked, where we are approved of, try to minimize that rejection. This is exhausting. Let me know if this is your experience, if you relate to this in the comments. Let me know your experience in chasing your worth through approval, trying to minimize rejection and maximize approval. Because really, I look at this through the codependent context, especially if we grew up with narcissistic abuse, family systems, parents, peers, cultures, religions, and stuff like that. Things that are based on our relationship systems that are based on shame, obedience, and fear. Approval and rejection become extremely powerful tools for those who claim to hold authority over our value to wield against us. Their approval can send us into a euphoric high, into a massive sense of relief. I'm worthy. I'm okay. I'm doing a good job. I'm loved. I'm lovable. And then rejection can crater us into a deep despair of self-loathing, of trying to figure out what's wrong with us. What can we do better? What should I change about who I am? This is where we get into the idea of perfectionism and trying to prove that we're worthy. These are abuse constructs. Healthy systems do not do this. Healthy systems, healthy relationships, healthy people recognize the intrinsic worth of you. See, when we're valued for who we are rather than what we do or how people feel about what we do, we experience a warmth of presence. Presence with ourselves, we experience warmth from the other individual. They like us because we exist. They're grateful we exist in their life. This can show up as, hey, I just want to spend time with you. I like having you around. I enjoy your presence. I enjoy your energy. This is how I feel about my friends, my girlfriend, my kids. I just like having them around because they're awesome people to me. I don't need them to be, do, or have anything specific. I'm just, there they are. They're wonderful. This is how I relate with myself. I'm grateful I exist. For me, I get to be me. And that's a cool thing. Hi, Krista. So this is the power of what I call indomitable worth. Being rooted in the intrinsic worth we're all made of. Because when we are oriented to our own worth, we're no longer seeking it out here. So rejection and approval from other people, places, and things takes on a completely different role in our world. It becomes a filter. It becomes a means of sorting where people, places, and things fit in our world and where they don't. We become empowered to understand and experience genuine compatibility, connection, belonging in ways that are synergistic for us, that they align. It's easier, it's simpler, it's more fulfilling. But when we're trapped in this conditional sense of worth, where our worth is tied up with our function, our value of what we do or don't do, then this is terrifying. It's terrifying to the body because we instinctively know that our value is at risk and harm can come to us because there's three necessities we're all working to build and maintain. And that is a sense of safety in our relationships and with our emotions and with ourselves and with the environment, a sense of connection with ourselves and with others, and then our own sense of who we are, what I call value identity, our sense of worth and who we are with that sense of worth. We're always working to build and maintain that in some way. In codependency, we try to accomplish this through people-pleasing, through being a perfectionist, through trying to prove or earn worth, by accommodating toxic behavior patterns, by trying to merge with the person. But in the well-being system, outside of codependency, when we're coming from a sense of well-being, we're fulfilling this by connecting ourselves with people, places, and things that see and respect our value. We are respecting our value, honoring it, and following it within ourselves. And we are being very pragmatic about how we boundary ourselves to nurture and care for our safety, connection, and well-being. We're not deriving it from outside of ourselves. Instead, we are creating it from the choices and actions we make by being aligned with our true self. And we can be aligned with our true self by knowing our indomitable worth. That's the switch here. We move from rejection and approval being the definition of our value to being a filter about who and what belongs in our life. That allows us to make effective choices about saying yes and no to things. It also allows us to recognize, hey, I reject things. I reject people, places, and things. And that's okay. Because that's telling me I know what I want and what I don't want in my life. See, in codependency, we try to derive happiness or well-being from outside of ourselves by trying to control the environment, control other people, try to create specific outcomes so we can experience safety, connection, and a sense of value. When this process is turned inward, where I'm like, okay, what do I need to feel safe? What kind of people should be in my life that I feel safe with? What kind of connections add to my life? How can I nurture and connect to my indomitable worth, my innate value? Now I'm getting oriented to creating a life that supports this, rather than trying to control the environment to create it, if that makes sense. Let me know if it does. If it doesn't, I'll make another video and clarify it. That's our work here, my friends. We're getting out of the trap of rejection and approval by releasing our worth from it, by putting boundaries up around our value, going, okay, rejection is not going to be allowed to diminish or add to my value, nor is approval going to add to or diminish my value. My worth is autonomous. It's sacred in that way, and that I am not going to allow it to be influenced by these things. Now, that's an end result. So how do we get there? We get there by first discovering the possibility that what you have, that we actually have this indomitable worth, this worth that is free of all conditions. It's autonomous, or it's independent of approval and rejection, success and failure. It's something that is intrinsic to us. Once we discover it, then we start to liberate it from these conditions. We liberate it from the meaning that we currently hold about who we are. You know, I'm not lovable because is a meaning. And that meaning is what gives, that's what defines our core sense of value a lot of times, is these, I am not lovable because, I'm not desirable because, or this happens to me because. We liberate our worth from those kind of meanings or conditions and experience it as free from them. It's like, oh, I can love myself even though I'm being rejected. I can feel my worth despite the successes and failures going on in my life. I can feel my worth despite the challenges I'm facing. There's a lot of peace that comes to us there. It allows us to become more rooted in that. And then from that place, we can view our challenges, our problems, our desires, our successes, and our failures through the lens of this indomitable worth and go, wow, okay, this person rejected me. Rather than it cratering me now, if I'm anchored to my innate indomitable worth, this rejection is a tool. It's like, you don't belong in my life then. When a relationship collapses or ends, it's like, oh, this doesn't mean I'm not lovable. This means that this was not compatible with my well-being, my happiness. As I've done this work with myself, I've looked at my past experiences and been able to see it from a different point of view. Specifically, big relationship losses in my life. And one of them was a profound one that happened in high school. And as I view that loss through the lens of this intrinsic worth that I cultivated in my awareness, I just see love, I see sadness, and I see grief. And I see gratitude. I feel gratitude that, hey, that's what it was. That's what we experienced. And I am intrinsically okay. They are intrinsically okay. Because when we're rooted to indomitable worth, we gain a deep sense, felt sense, as physical experience of okayness, of stillness, that there isn't something wrong with us because of the things we experience. Instead, the things we experience are a product of being alive. They're not judgments about ourselves anymore. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below on this. Let me know if this kind of rambly episode, what it's brought to you. Let me know if there's anything I can clarify. But also, ultimately, my friends, if you're using rejection and approval to define your worth, you're in a trap. Your work now is to experience, to discover, and then liberate your real worth from that trap so you can discover more about who you are, what you want in your world, and then apply your power to those things so you can get them and keep them in your life. And that's what I help you accomplish in the Indomitable Worth System. So a week from today, next Wednesday and next Friday, I'm teaching the first step in the Indomitable Worth System, which is called the Discovery or Possibility and Discovery Step. So we start on Wednesday, and then it's a two-parter, so it's a two-day. So day one's on Wednesday, day two is on Friday. Day one, we're talking about possibility. Day two, we're doing discovery work, okay? Link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube, and on my front page at freetheself.com. Come join us. It's $50 to attend. If you've got hardship, it's $25. This is how you also get your opportunity to join the Indomitable Worth System, where I take you through all four steps of discovering and becoming your indomitable worth. And those four steps are: step number one, discovery and possibility and discovery; step two, liberation; step three, embodiment; and step four, expression. And it helps you come to know, love, and be that indomitable worth you truly are. So come join us. That course starts February 7th. Enrollment for it will open up on the 21st, next, in a few days here actually. But come join us for the workshop. So the link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube, and on my website at freetheself.com. Thank you, my friends, for being here. Thank you for your support and guidance. I will see you guys in our next training. Go gently with yourselves. See you then.